Blog Talk Radio.
If I aim it at your head and bang it, then you dead. We all fucked up, brains all over your patio. My niggas don't play. See, all I gotta say, LA, then my homies spray away. They let the 40-40 dump on the motherfucking plum. Kid is in so fast, leave a motherfucker slum. I bring the pain, I really bring the pain. I'm lightning, thunder, I'm a hurricane. You think shit a game, go ahead and test the waters. My guns hit men's, women, sons, and daughters. Nigga, I had your body found by the water, with holes in your flesh like the size of quarters. These little bitch niggas best know what it is. I got bullets like hot oatmeal to stick to your ribs. Warm with flesh, nigga, man, it ain't what it is. I got shooters for you high and goonies for you live.
Nice, nice, nice. What's up, everybody out there tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down every week, Wednesday week. Days at 6-7 o'clock at Central Time, guys. I'm messing up all over the board. You guys be tuned in and check out the show, man. Tonight's episode, we at the G4 boys. We also have Victor on the phone with him with us right now. He's gonna let us know about a little bit about himself, and the G4 boys gonna let us know what's going on with them. Let me let them say hello to everybody right quick. G4 boys, what's up? Let me get the mics cut on.
Oh wow, oh, man, we shake.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Yeah, man, we just getting out the studio right now as we speak, man, working on this brand new project that we're about to put out. You know what I mean, called Ballin' With No Deal. So we're just excited about that. What's up, so?
Okay. Victor, are you there, Victor? Yo, Victor V, where you at, baby?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing this evening? Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing wonderful, brother. Thanks a lot, man. What you up to, man? What you got going on?
Let's see. As of right now, man, you know, I always stay business related. So, you know, just looking over some contracts, you know, editing some websites, you know, and just looking on some upcoming projects, you know, during the week.
That's what it is, man. You already know that's what it is. Hey, guys, check it out. You know, guys, how the show works. We go through a song first, then we come back, and the G4 boys going to be the first ones up. We're going to let them get back to the rest of their work because they're in the studio right now. So we're going to talk to my man Victor later on in the episode. We're going to see what he has going on. Then we're going to have Stacey Darlene come in at 8 o'clock with us. And who knows when Gerald will be here. But anyway, I'm here, so that's all you need. Okay, guys, check it out. This song here is by the Coke Boys, Boo City and Waka Flocka.
Big face, honey, and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thinking. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got hot girl.
Can he be that new guy? Violate, I shoot mine. Train to go on and roll, Uncle Luke, we too high. Damn right, I'm able. Cash money, I'm banging. Phone nigga to the bone. Our Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grinding. Boy, we climbing. Goons out, they faking. Four niggas for a trainer. Turned up on the fuck boy. They leaking on that pavement.
Pulled up, hopped out my wrist, I dug it in. I'm thugging it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crank, gas pay 23,000 for these L rings. 15,000 big old ring. All I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and circle smokers. Life will be the local. All I know is flag. Flocka. Money, I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi, I might break me up so bunny. Big face, honey, and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, she with the squad, she got options, girl.
Catch me VIP with Dirt Game, on Monday they scrap with the loop game. Just use case, AK
Nike make you swish, yeah. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking dimes up everywhere. Girls choosing chains, shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck them parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, call me Weezy, Juvie, Dirt, baby, Dick Bow.
On 3 days, still fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rick's on? Why not Chick's on? Semi-automatic 9, why not Tick's on? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect some. Send them firefighters to your block, wet song. Robbing him or robbing, fuck a conversation. Fucking nigga bitch, that my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. Did you how I do. This how a nigga shine. February shirt off like it's summertime.
Big fake honey, and old 20. Flex. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much, talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl.
Yep, 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 that's right, man. Boo City and Waka Flocka putting it down with, hey, you know what? I like those guys, man. That was Drop It. Drop It Like You Got It. I don't know what he was, man. Hey, you know what? They got good music, though. That's all I got to say. Hey, guys, check it out. You're on the DJ Black Season Show every Wednesday night. We got it going down, popping off with the G4 boys tonight. We're going to talk about what they got going, talk about some of their social networks. I'm going to get you guys in. If you want to make a phone call, call us up right now at 646-716-5971. Again, that number is 464-716-5971. Thank you, guys. What's up, G4 boys? How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we just being us, man. You know, just play, making this music and just getting to the paper, man. Guala Gang for life, man.
Hey,
what up?
Hey, you guys got that crazy song out there called Bricks, man. I see it all over the internet. It's all over Twitter. I see you guys tweeting all day long, man. So tell me about the song Bricks, man. How'd you guys get started in the game, first of all? Let everybody know who you are, because these guys, they probably don't even know who you are. So let them know who you are. You're G4.
All right. I'm G4 boys. We're born in New York, and we done moved out to Ohio. We done been to ATL. We done been to a lot of places. So when you hear our music, like, you can tell that it's very influenced by all these parts. And basically, I mean, we just started off just making blogs about our daily lives, and, you know, a few blogs, I started picking it up. And next thing you know, we just started making music along with that. And, I mean,
okay.
Started making music with Travis Porter, Waka Flocka, Bosco Dash, Dave Scott, Lil Wayne. We got a lot of records out there that just started off, you know what I mean? So a lot of artists really reached out to us just because we was just grinding hard. And from there, we just, you know.
Wow. Hey, you just named a lot of the guys that we have on our show, man. I appreciate you doing that, dropping those names out there like that. So how is it? Let me ask you a question. How is it for you guys to be down in the game right now? I mean, you tell me something about the game, man. What's going on with that?
I mean, right now the best situation is just to stay independent, man. You know, because you know, it pays off. It's hard to work, but it pays off. You feel me? You just gotta stay true to your craft and just do what you do and stay comfortable. Don't budge. You know what I mean, and just stay on the right track. You feel me?
Right. Well, I feel you, man. I can dig it also. So, where'd you guys get started? Did you get started in the choir and church, or you get started at home rapping?
We got started in the street, man. We got started in the streets, and we met up with Travis Porter. We was in the club, you know what I mean, and they seen us, you know, just doing our thing in the club, and they was like, yo, like where you guys from? And he was like, yo, we just came back from Ohio. And they was like, oh, word, boom, 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 you guys should come down to the studio. And that's when we went on to onto the studio. And this is before Waka Flocka even put out "Oh, Let's Do It." You feel me?
Right.
So, and we went down to the studio, and that's when we had met Flocka, because Travis Porter was the ones that kind of put out Flocka. And people don't really know that, but yeah. So we all was in the studio. We was all vibing out. We all made records. We all did a few shows to together early on in our career. And from there, we just kind of make that transition from being street dudes and doing what we do in the street to step into the industry to be more focused, you feel me?
Right. I got you on that.
So, basically, we just started off in the street with it, and now we're just trying to make that transition, you feel me?
Right. Now, I know you guys got a great following, man. I see all the people going crazy on you with you guys on Twitter. I see them going crazy on the Facebook pages, so I see them out there. So tell me, what is it like to be a rock star right now? Because a lot of people are idolizing you guys, man. It's like real crazy stuff going on right now with you guys.
Like, honestly, man, it's a blessing, man, to see people just react to us, you know, the way how they do. You know what I mean? It's definitely love, man, you feel me? Because when another stranger can just, you know, feel where you're coming from or even just vibe to your music from different parts of the country and different parts of the earth, it's a blessing, you feel me? So that's that Gwala Gang spirit
okay.
that we just put it on them. That's that Holy Ghost, you know, feel me?
Right. You know what I like about you guys, man? I see you interacting with your fans, man. That's a good thing. When you interact with your fans, I love that. They love it. And it's just interesting to see you guys, like, on the Twitter as much as you're on the Twitter, man. I see you guys on there, like, all the time, man. My phone is always blowing up with G4, boy. And I see you guys promoting yourself a lot. That's a good thing. But let me ask you another question. Your manager, who's your management? Do you have management?
Yeah, we have our management, but it's more of like a in the circle type of thing, where as far as, like, you know, we put people on to who we know. As far as, like, I got my man Styles, I got my man Sammy, and I got my man
Are you talking about Styles over at the Coke Boy South?
No. These are people that it's not even known. They more behind the scenes.
Oh,
what
okay.
we do. So, like, they handle, like, the phone calls, and they handle, like, you know, bookings and things like that. You know what I mean? We kind of teach them, you know what I mean, different things about the industry, because we rather put on people that we came up with instead of putting on strangers, you feel me?
Right. I feel you, man. I feel you on that. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good, man, that you think about your people like that. That is great.
Of course, man. A lot of people...
How long were you guys in the game before you actually got discovered? I mean, was it a mixtape yet, something that was bumping out there in the streets, or did you come out with a single that was bumping? Or tell me something about that.
Yeah, there was this record that we had did with Roscoe Dash called She Likes. And for some reason, we had did, and this is when Roscoe just put out All The Way Turned Up. So he was one of like the biggest artists in ATL. And we was one of the few people that had a record with him, because he was just fucking with us, period. This is where he was down with, what's that dude's name? L.A. Boom Man, something like that.
Right.
Basically, you know, we did the record called She Likes, and it was all over the clubs in ATL, the strip club.
Okay.
So it was everywhere. So, you know, that's when a lot more artists have started to reach out, and our fan base definitely grew.
Wow. Sounds nice, man. Sounds like you guys were destined to be great, man, and I can dig that also. Now, I got another question. As far as your fan base goes, what cities have you guys traveled to? I know you've been out of states, right?
Yeah, of course, man. We didn't been to, Ohio, which is like our first home, you feel me? And
we
been out to North Carolina, South Carolina, Miami, Atlanta, you know, shout out to my homies Migos. We just did that brand new record in Zone 3. I mean, shout out to my homies over there. And I mean, shout out to Jose Guapo. You feel me? We've been through a lot of places, and of course, New York City. That's we run that place, man. That's G4 cities.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And shout out to my
homie
Chrissy. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
So yeah, man. And also, Binghamton, that's up in upstate New York. You know what I mean? So, my homie Chrissy's up there. She works hard. She go very hard. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got you, man. Now, let me see.
Let me see if we have any questions out here real quick. I see one person with the hand up. Well, I see a couple people with the hand up. Let me take this caller real quick, guys. 516, this is your call. Do you have a question for the G4 boys?
Yes, hello?
Yes, 516, you can go ahead and speak.
Yes, hello? Yeah,
yes,
I had
you're
a question
live.
For
you're
the
live on the
boys.
Radio, brother.
Yo, I'm live on the radio. You had a question for the G4 boys. I know the G4 boys are from New York. I was wondering when they was going to come and do the New York to do any shows. Are they coming to New York to do any shows, or what's up with that movement?
G4 boys.
Yeah, we here, man. What's up, homie? But, right now, we're working on a big project with a lot of people. We're trying to put together a big show. So when we do it, it's going to be our own mini summer jam type of thing because, you know, we independent artists, but we like to do things big. So, you know, we just want to put together something real good. We've been turning down a lot of shows because that it just wasn't right. You know what I mean? Like in the beginning of our career, we did a whole bunch of shows in New York. You feel me? But now we're trying to put together the right show. You feel me? But we're definitely going to do it by we're thinking about June, you know what I mean? So, June, look out for that.
All right. I'll definitely be looking out for that. You know, that Bricks is fire. Bought off of Bricks. It's a real street record, you know?
Right.
Thanks
a lot, caller. We appreciate you. Caller, what is your name, caller?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what is your name, caller?
Oh, Eric.
Eric, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, all right?
All right, no doubt.
All right. Got my brother muted back out. G4 boys, can you give your social network so these guys can check you guys out from time to time? Because I know you guys are real big on Twitter. So can you get all that information to them?
Yeah, y'all can follow us at G4 boys, G4, B-O-Y-Z. You know what I mean? Hit us up over there. We always on Twitter. Nah, man.
Okay. You got a website?
Yeah, right now the website is under construction, but it's called g4boys.com. But
okay.
It's under construction right now, but I'm building everything up. I mean, and honestly, man, I do want to thank the DJs, especially you, you know what I mean, for supporting the movement, you know what I mean? We appreciate people like you, man. Gualla Gang.
Yes, sir.
You are an honorary G4 Gualla Gang member, man. So we definitely appreciate you, man. For real.
I appreciate that too, man. I appreciate the love. Hey, brothers, check it out. You got a song called Bricks, and you also have another song called Devil's Town. I'm going to present the song Bricks first. Let's get that song played because it seems like a lot of these callers are calling in about Bricks. So let's give them what they want. Give me a world premiere on that, brothers, if you don't mind.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm about to switch it up. I'm about to have my girl over here. She just came straight from Morocco. I'm about to have her present the record right now. Hey, yo, Chris,
okay, that's
go
cool.
Ahead and do that.
G4 Boys featuring Migos, Rick's remix.
Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
I just cop, bought it off from Bricks. New video that is dropped, bought it off from Bricks. Flash screens up in the spot, bought it off from Bricks. On the man around here, bought it off from Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
On the man around here,
bought it off from Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
Baby,
I'm the man around here.
Baby,
Louis Luggage, girl, you love.
closet. I can make you hot in public. Say you not in love with dice. Bitch, you know you fucking bugging. Neck is like a blizzard. Wrist is like a blizzard. Get a couple handy, then we miss it with the scissor. Ballin' with no dilly dilly. Whippin' up a milli milli. Baking up a kick. Yeah, they call me Mr. Whipper. If you sniff coke, baby, I could be your pusher. Smoking perk in the Martin, call her Action Kusher. Me, I'm a money nigga. Use a bum bum billy nigga. Lying nigga, crying nigga. Your pockets is dying nigga. Baby mama crying nigga. Cause you was a lying nigga. Say she want me, but I'm straight up denying her.
I don't want a
whole roadie, I just caught.
Bought it off from Bricks.
New V that I just dropped.
Bought it off from Bricks.
Flash beans up in the spot.
Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks.
Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks.
Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks.
Half a brick, whole brick. Nigga, I ain't frontin' shit. She say she in love with me, but she don't know my government. She in love with Benjamin, I'm in love with Benjamin. She in love with me, cause the way I be spendin' it. Roll rollie on my arm, diamonds on my charm. Your rollie probably fake, it's tickin' like a bomb. Broke niggas hate me, I could probably fuck your moms. Fuck nigga hate me, I could probably fuck your moms.
Bought it off from Bricks.
New beat it out of drop.
Bought it off from Bricks.
Flash screens up in the spot.
Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks. Bricks, 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 Bricks. Bought it off from Bricks.
I'm the man around here.
Bought it off from Bricks.
Nice, nice, nice. I love that song right there. She bought it off from Bricks. I like that, man. That's what's going on, my... Hey, G4 boys, you guys got it going on. You also got this song out called Devil's Town. I'm going to play that song in just a minute. So I want you to tell me a little about that song. What's that song about?
I mean, basically, you know, when we actually heard the record, got the beat, my man sent it to me, whatever, heard the beat, and it was very, you know, inspiring. But you know what? We have to use our personal lifestyle because, you know, what we're going through is like a devil's town, you know what I mean? Even though that we are still doing what we're doing, it's like, you know, regardless of what it is, people understand the struggles and the hardships that comes with it. So, you know, we actually had to break it down, use our lifestyle on this, whatever, and got really deep with our thoughts. If you hit the balls after bars, it's all lyrical context.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, my brothers, well, check it out. You already know it's going to go down. Introduce that song. Introduce the DJ Black Season Friends show. And let's talk about this song. Let's play this song. What's up?
Yeah, that's that G4 Boys, Devil's Town. I want to thank you for tuning in, man. What a gang. Holla at us.
Quala.
I was living in a devil's town. Didn't know it was a devil's town.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, it really brings me down about the devil's town.
Okay.
Nano on the beat.
Quala. Quala, fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Getting rich, getting rich. Fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Fuck a bitch, I'm just getting rich. Getting rich, getting rich. That's what they praying for, praying for, praying for. That's
what they praying for. Praying for, praying for. That's what they praying for. Fake ass nigga try to step me up. A couple months, I wear them up. I'm in the coupe, call me Mr. Cooper. I'm like a scout, the way I coupe the shooters. I'm about this life, I really do it. You an envy nigga, you really Judas. I stay with the peace, I'm really bruised. My baby Mars, she a season bitch. She never loved the hoe, never trust the bitch. Why fuck with friends when I'm getting rich? Cause ain't no nigga that's fly like me. Ain't no nigga that's live like me. Who pops like me, who like me? Who could possibly text you, you think you Ali? My wrist and chill, my heart and chill. My niggas don't fight, you shoot to kill. Cause
and all my
were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself. You get hyped for the pussy, wanna fight for the pussy. Fucking all these hoes, bro, probably dying in the pussy. Thirsty ass nigga, you all in her pit. Gassing fat bitches up, calling them thick. She all in the club, you at home with the kids. You texting her phone, she like leave me alone. You like I'ma whip that ass as soon as you home. Now you calling her mom like your daughter's out of control. That's how you feel, huh? That's what you wanna do. That's how you feel, huh?
Don't do a nigga like that.
Yo, that was Devil's Town by the G4 boys. Those guys had to get out of here. They just hung up the phone, said they had to go. They had to get back in the studio. So, guys, thanks for calling in. Thanks for supporting the G4 boys. I got a lot of callers on the phone, but I'm going to leave these callers here because next up is my man. What's up? What's up, Victor?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Check it out. We got a lot to talk about tonight, man. So check it out. The rest of the show is all yours, my brother. You're talking about all the wonderful things you got going on. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me okay? I think it's going in
yes,
and out.
Sir, I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear, my brother.
Okay, well, it could be my phone. Let's see, well, pretty much as far as me concerned, you know, currently, I am attending, you know, Full Sail University here in the Winter Park, Florida, as far as, you know, degree in film production, you know, where I plan to launch my company this September. My company will not only include film production, but also management and public relations. Well, prior to, you know, attending Full Sail, you know, I completed my degree in mass communications at Jacksonville State University in Jacksonville, Alabama, with a double minor in marketing and public relations to also fully equip myself in the entertainment industry. Also, I plan on launching my company out of Orlando, but most of my partnerships are, you know, within the Atlanta, Georgia, and Miami, Florida area. But actually, I just recently did a short feature film called Damage Control, which I actually co-directed, and I was co-head fight coordinator.
Okay.
The project was done, you know, by me and other my post-sale student associates within my network. I can't forget to give you the link. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Let me go ahead and give you the link right now. Let's see. I'll hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm on my laptop too. You know, I love promoting.
Yeah.
That. So hold on.
Yeah, I know that, man. I know you do.
Okay. Let's see. Actually, my associate Andrew Saulo, my fight coordinator, we actually did it together, the fight team, and it's actually on his channel. I'm going to go on his channel and give you the link. Anyway, let's see.
Hey, what I got to put in YouTube link for it to pop up?
Yeah, I got you right here. I'll send it right to you right now.
Okay. Wow, you guys are watching a lot of TV around here, huh?
Okay, I just sent you the link via Facebook. I don't know if you got it or not.
I got you, brother. Okay.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm actually in the midst of cooking as well and watching the game.
You know how
I am so, yeah, I'm addicted to the game. Well, I haven't watched it in a minute, so I'm just, you know.
Oh, wow. I got you, brother. Hey, check it out, guys. I'm gonna post the link up on Facebook. So if you guys want to see what he's talking about, Jamming Control, you'll be able to see it in just a few minutes on Facebook.
I actually enjoyed myself actually working with so many talented people as well as co-directing it. And also, it was my acting debut, so, you know, it just was just, you know, a blessing, you know, to work, like I said, talented people, and it was a joy to, you know, work with as far as script writers and doing storyboards. You know, people don't think it's a lot to do as far as behind the scenes, you know, pre-production and budgeting and whatnot, but, you know, the result was great, too.
Cool, Victor. We appreciate that. Okay, guys, I'm going to post this up on Facebook. You guys all will be able to check out my man, Victor. Victor online. Victor Isaac's online in just a minute.
Now I say that now. Works the
Hey,
wise.
This a movie, Victor? This a movie?
Yes, yeah. It's a short feature film. It's a short, but yeah, the Word to the Wise. The intro is it's unexpected, should I say, in so many words.
Okay. So what's going to be seen on the front cover of Victor, if you don't mind?
Well, as far as the front cover will be me. Climbing a scaffold, like, you know, they during that shoot, when I did that, it was kind of unexpected. I during the fight scene, you know, of course, the adrenaline was pumping between me and my co-star. And, you know, one thing led to another. And then I was running. I was supposed to be running from him or whatnot, evading him. And then I just ran up the scaffold like Spider-Man, pretty much.
All right.
And
you picked up the letter like Spider-Man. That's what's up.
Yeah, correct. And, yeah, when they saw the footage, they were like, yeah, that's Spider-Man. That was dope. Yeah, I was like, yeah. We didn't even plan it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to go to a song by my guy, Antonio Smith. No Love. Everybody stick around for more of the Black People Show.
And that little dream house.
Yeah. Jay Pilot on the track. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody good? Cool. I just welcome y'all niggas to Downtown Stories. Antonio Slim definitely in the building. Hip hop is back. Buckle up. Let's go. Started late night scrambling with fiends who was rambling, trying to get their hands on the grams I was handling. Gambling, youngin' put his life on the line for the goddamn dollar sign. Fuck it, I'll take mine. You now rockin' with a sick genius. I'm going parks with a number two. Niggas gotta see this picture that I made. You can put it in your living room or hallway. Nigga, I does this all day. The joy, the pain, the fire and rain. Still looking for sunshine in my cloudy brain. Fuck it, $1 million dreams with a priceless flow. Niggas is Ray Charles, no San Antonio. Autobiographical, that's something most can't do. That's why I gotta laugh now, saying that they bangers too.
What?
From your hood back to motherfucking Vietnam. Hey,
no.
Once again it's on, nigga, I'm gone. Come on. Street and one in the dirt. Mama hoping that a friend will work. I don't think so. Won't be happy till my homies get their cases dropped. Lamping with the bad bitches, ace of spades, bottles pop. Money passed straight, and we ain't listening to niggas needing band-aids. All they do is bleed hate. They don't wanna see me win, cause if I hit my number, it's game over, no stopping him. And if I'm stuck on the bottom and they not, and they still lose, Chris Brown shit, go nigga, ahead, run it. Go ahead, give up the jewels. Fuck what you thought it was, this is that shit. Talking five mics, double XL, straight classic. So put your bets on the man right here. My words burning your chest like six shots of Everclear. Me against the world and I'm playing to win. Nigga, losers not an option, so let's get it, come on. This is that raw, damn shame, they don't make them like this no more. My motto, chase money, not hoes, hoes chase stacks. Slut them out, Ron Jeremy shit, let them chase stacks. Nothing to lose and playing the game. I rot lames trying to hop in my lane. They gon' think it's a game. Today's lunch being served through a feeding tube. Talking through the wire like that Chi-Town producer dude. I do this for a reason. They kept the kid locked down for so long, nigga, I ain't leaving. Let some land in the casket. Linen suited up, all black hearse when I ride through downtown. So tell them niggas that the real is back and put the bullshit straight to the back. I'm from a different world like Kadeem. Nobody flows hard as sun. Slim to none, y'all sit it down one. Bitch.
Antonio Slim, guys, this is love. Hey, guys, check it out. We still got a little bit more time. I'm going to play Ashanti featuring my guy, my Frenchie Montana and Meek Mills, guys. It's called No One. Check it out.
Britain Entertainment.
Meek, back at it. Ashanti. Montana, what's the problem, man? Huh? Talk to me. What's wrong with you? Shorty do the most. Remember we was close. Flew them private planes. Came back on them boats. When I gave you money. Said you wanted love. When I gave you love. Said you wanted money. All that fighting and that calling back played out. Got me riding in that spaceship spaced out. We was a dream team, nothing could stop. Now you got me sitting with my head shaking. Walk a flock. Sometimes you gotta laugh to cry out. Knowing if I need you, shorty always down to ride out. And Mick Ashanti pulling up. You gon' leave me and go back to what? Montana.
I'm kinda mad that I love you. Even when I try to move on, I still be thinking of you. I'm trying to get away from you. So the stress in my life is all because of you. You don't see what you got with me and I know it. My mind says stop, but my heart
living my life. But every time I make it home, it's like we get in the fight. I bet you couldn't name another girl that's living this nice. 30 cash on Birkin bags, baby, look at the price. And that was just the makeup. And then we wake up, then we break up, and I never say much. Tears dripping all on your makeup. Then we up in Jacob, Jolie Julep, and that cake up, tripping Jamaica. Trying to save us just for the sake of our relationships. Taking trips, I'm making chips. Got your friends checking my Twitter, telling you hating. Make a wish, I was up in the studio making hits. You thinking I'm with a groupie, I'm coolin', I'm in the bib. I said a lot of things, did a lot of dirt. You gotta give me credit, though, I try and make it work. Before you ever met me, I wasn't playing first. But now you got my heart, and all I say is church. Amen.
Nice. Let me see. Where are we at? I was talking to Victor about what you got going on, Victor. What kind of projects are you working on right now, Victor? Victor, you? Oh, I'm sorry. Damn, picked his phones off. Oh, my fault. Victor, I'm sorry, bro. Your phone, I had your phone on mute, man. You got a lot of background.
Okay. No, you're good. Okay, my bad. Let me turn the television down. That'll probably be easier.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man, because people can't hear all that background noise. Yeah. Okay, Victor, what I was asking you is what kind of project are you working on right now? I know you're working over there with DJ Black Seas on a few things. I know you got some more things going on. But,
you already know.
tell me what you got going on other than working with me, man. I mean, because I know you got a lot going on, so tell me about some of it.
Yes, of course. Well, of course, I am a model, and I actually have a shoot
a model
in Tampa.
There you go. That's what I'm waiting to hear.
You know, got to keep it sexy. You know, got to keep it sexy for the ladies.
Yeah. Some guys, too, man. You got some gay guys out there like sexy men.
You already know, man. Hey, a lot of people don't understand. It's like, it's hard to be a model because, I mean, I work out between 3 to 4 times a day. You know, I got to keep it tight,
wow.
You know?
Wow. So you're a model. Tell me about that. Tell me how that modeling thing's going. Is that going pretty good for you?
Yes. I mean, I'm blessed. Yes, I actually started in Alabama, Anderson, Alabama. Nobody knows that city for real. It's Anderson, Alabama. I started modeling in 2008. Locally, and then it just started branching out. You know, people started seeing the advertisements, you know, for local businesses, and, you know, people liked my style and liked my persona and just my original, you know, natural charisma. And it just went
right
from there. And then me moving to Orlando, Florida, just pretty much just took me to a whole nother plateau and level, which I'm very blessed to be in this present time as far as my modeling career is concerned. But yes, I do have a shoot coming up in April.
I
have a photo shoot in April and like the first week of April.
Okay, I got you. I thought you said a shoe like people put on their feet, man. I'm sorry.
Shoot. I like shoes too. Hey, I need to get some more Nikes. You know, not Jordan, but you know,
hey,
Nikes or whatnot.
Hey, I'm glad you and Stacey are gonna have a lot to talk about when she comes on here, man. She'll be here probably about 17 minutes to talk to you a little bit. I know she's she's about to die in her seat right now. But she's at work listening to us right now at work. She's trades foreign currency. That's what she works with. She's working with currency and stuff like that. But I'm gonna let her tell you about her job. I don't want to screw it up. But anyway, brother, you're doing a lot. You're working as a model and a gigolo. So tell me about the gigolo part.
No.
Oh, you didn't say gigolo.
No gigolo.
Okay.
No gigolo.
That was my bad. I thought we talked about getting a gigolo.
I'm priceless. Hey, it takes a lot to get what they, you know what I'm saying? It takes, you know, the women, the ladies out there, hey. I'm priceless.
You gotta
they gotta come correct.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, I am not married.
Oh, you're not married?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay. I thought you said yes, you were. Okay. So, okay. Do you have kids?
I like how you like to stir the pot. I do have a very handsome 5-year-old son that I love to death. You know, that's like, he's like my mini me. So yes.
Yeah, I think I seen him on your Facebook page.
Yeah, he is 5 going on 30. I'll give you that much. He is a grown man.
He is a grown man. I know what you mean by that, too, so I ain't going to ask no more questions about that. So let me ask you, man. You said you love your kids, so you guys, do you take them out to church and out to eat ice cream?
Man.
You do all that stuff?
Oh, I love fatherhood. I really do. I mean, that's like my first priority and the first job that I love with passion. And yes, me and him, anything he wants or anywhere he wants to go, either if it's Chuck E. Cheese or to the beach. I mean, he loves the water, so that's pretty much the first place that he wants to go. Or, as far as church is concerned, I grew up in the church myself for like 14 plus years. Well, actually, it's going on. See, I'm 31, so it's going on about 20 years that I've grown up going in the church. So, yeah, my son loves church just as much. I mean, he tells me, you know, he prays. He tells me, you know, when he calls me up, Daddy, you know, I pray for you. And then, a tear gently rolls down my cheek or whatnot. It's just so sweet. He's just so compassionate. Yeah, I love him to death.
Wow. That's great, man. That's good to hear. Okay. I'm not going to ask you anything else about that. I could. I should. But anyway.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Well,
tell
me about your parents, man. Tell me about your parents. I mean, what was it like growing up to be you, man? Because I know your parents had to be nice, down-to-earth people. So share that information with us.
No problem at all. Yes, I was actually born in Stuttgart, Germany in 1982 to two wonderful parents, Victor and Zelma Isaacs, Sr. And, yes, they're down-to-earth people. I mean, they have no respect to persons. They love any and everybody. They respect any and everybody. And that's how they raised me and my sister to be. You know, no matter what background you came from, you know, color, creed, religion, you know, respect that person. You know, you want to be treated how you want to be. If you want to be treated a certain way, you have to treat that person. You know, karma,
right.
Karma and positivity comes back to the person that gives it out. You know, you want to respect, you got to give
respect.
You know, so they really taught us, you know, very good and respectable morals and values and essentials, you know, for our daily life as our progression into, you know, as far as maturity is concerned. So, I mean, but, you know, we got, you know, an occasional, you know, butt whooping, you know, we got out of line, of course. My dad was actually retired military, retired sergeant major.
Okay.
You know, in the U.S. Army, he served about 24 years.
Okay.
And he instilled, you know, great strength and, you know, great wisdom and direction, you know, in our lives, and respect, of course, because I know if we were not aligned or showed any type of disrespect, you know, we put us back in line, you know. So, you know, the idea about, you know, spoil the law, spoil the child, it's true in its own ideal, but, you know, it just depends on the specific parent. But going back to my parents, yes, they're very lovely people. I am blessed to have been born, created and by those two people. So, you know, I give them, you know, much respect. You know, you got to give honor where honor is due as far as your parents, you know. You know, they didn't have to do the things
right.
They did for my sister. They didn't have to, you know, me and my sister didn't have to have the upbringing that we, you know, that me and my sister had. And, you know,
right.
There are no words, you know, to show and tell them how much gratitude and how much, you know, I thank them for what they've done for me and my sister in our lives. And me personally, you know, there are not enough words in the English dictionary, Webster's, what have you, thesaurus, to display my thanks to them, you know, for what they've done for me individually as far as my life. Because I know I was bad. I'm not even going to lie. You know, growing up, you know, I was bad. You know, yeah. You know,
we all were, man. We all were.
Exactly. And you know they were patient with me, but you know sometimes they were patient with me with the belt. So you know it went hand in hand. But I think that I came out pretty good. So you know just great thanks to the mom and pops.
Right. I think I came out pretty good also with all the butt whoopings I got back in the days, man. But it made me grow up to be a better whatever I am, man. I mean, hey, you know what? It kept my head into the computers and kept my head into the book. So you know, it's all good. Sometimes it can help out. Sometimes it don't help out.
Exactly. And I was a nerd in school too. I was a nerd, and I still am a nerd. I call myself a sexy nerd, you know, because there's nothing wrong with
yeah.
Intelligence is sexy.
Wow, I get you, man.
Word, that's what's up.
Well, I got another question for you. How was it be on here with the G4 boy today, man? I mean, that guy, like, he got the hot number one song out right now on all the radio stations. What's the deal with that, man?
Big ups to them. Seriously, yes.
Yeah, my head goes off to them. Salute to the G4 boys. Salute to you, Victor. You got a lot going on. Tell me about what you're doing over there with the A&R magazine.
Oh, man, the A&R magazine. I have to say, first and foremost, thank you to you, DJ Black Caesar, and the whole, you know, Ring to Timmy promo fam, the A&R magazine, and the A&R magazine promo, Urban Edition, all fam and everything. Thank you for the opportunity. I love y'all to death. You guys already know. But, yes, as far as the magazine is concerned, I am having a ball with
both
magazines. Yeah, the A&R magazine and also the Urban Edition. And shout out to Stacy. She, you know, she's a wonderful
Stacy
Darlene.
Stacy Darlene. The show too, brother. I'm just letting you know she's listening to the show.
Right? Yeah.
She said, "Aw." You know how I do.
But as far as the magazine, man, if those that are out there listening, if you guys haven't got it, you guys need to get it because it's just so much information. If you guys love music, if you guys love, you know, trendy music, and you guys keep it up with hip hop, R&B, those are the magazines for you. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm just, like I said, I'm having a ball, you know, with the magazine, you know, as far as the artistry, the creativity, the distinction that is behind that magazine. Not that many people, you know the distinction behind it because, I mean, as far as all the information that's included within it, but by far, in my opinion, it's bar none the best magazine that I have ever read. That's just my opinion.
Right. I got you, man. Well, I'm sitting here looking at the queen right now of the G4 boys. They have her on her page. You know the what's her name? The Black Willow. You know who that is? The Black Willow.
The Black Widow. No, I sure don't know.
The Black Widow, the Spider Lady. You know the lady that was in the drug cartel. She was from Colombia, and she was riding.
Oh yes.
You know, okay, yeah, they got a picture of her on their Facebook page. So, I'm on a Twitter page. Anyway, brother, I'm sorry about that, but anyway, I got caught up in the moment. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, no. Oh, I think I caught you in mid.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know, like, how long have you been modeling? How long have you been doing your businesses? How long have you been in the entertainment business? How long have you been doing that?
In all honesty, as far as modeling is concerned, it's been since 08, so let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, about 5 years modeling.
Wow, five years.
And you know, as far as me being my age that I am, I'm in my prime, so, you know, I guess I gotta keep it tight.
Right.
But as far as the entertainment industry is concerned, man, it goes all the way back to the age of four, because actually my first passion was dance. As far as dancing is concerned, you know, I have experience in, you know, ballet. Don't tell nobody about ballet, but, you know, a little bit of ballet, you know. I like to keep that out. But, you know, a little bit of ballet. Contemporary hip-hop, break dancing, pop and locking. I've been a break dancer for about 5 years, but I'm inactive. But, you know, salsa, merengue, bachata, flamenco
merengue.
Dancing.
All right, all right.
Yeah,
this
pretty much, you know, you. Oh, yeah, papi. Yeah, you already know. But of course, man, just, you know, just very diverse and versatile as far as coming to dance and choreography. You know, musically as a whole is, you know, a part of me, because, you know, me and my family are musically inclined. You know, my dad, professional musician of 23 years, he actually has done music, arranged and rearranged music for the Commodores. So that's
cool. That's what's up.
That's pretty much where it all started, and then it's just in my blood. So I can't not have music, you know, listen to music or, you know, any type of dancing or anything of that nature. It's just a part of me. Can't get rid of it. Don't want to.
I got you. Hey, brother, that's very interesting that you said the Commodores, because one of the Commodores actually is a friend of mine. He comes down here to Tupelo, Mississippi. He has some relatives in Okolona, Mississippi, which is right down the road. That's interesting. You brought it up. But anyway, so you've been doing business for quite a while now. You said you're musically inclined. Your dad was working in music. You worked in music, so you don't seem fit to have your son working in music soon.
you have no idea.
Yeah, I believe me, I do got an idea. I see you on Facebook with your son, man.
Bro, he already has his favorite instrument, the drums already.
You're grooming him to being a superstar. I know what you're doing, man.
Right?
Bro. That's exactly what I would do. Now, I got a question for you. You're working with us with A&R Magazine. You're also working with Team Rinse Do Pay Me Promos. You're doing a great job with that. I'm digging the work you're doing, repeating the stuff that I'm actually posting. But tell me, do you have your mind on being a promoter or you're a producer also, correct? Or am I wrong? I'm thinking about 64.
No. You're absolutely correct. I actually produce two artists. I currently work with both of them. One is Atonga Macho. He's a local hip hop and rap artist up here in Orlando as well.
Okay.
And also Nicole, Virginia. She's an R&B pop artist, you know, that she's actually getting ready to
leave. She's nice, man. She's nice. I've heard some of her work, man. She's still nice.
Yeah, you know, you already know. She's actually about to drop a single called Make a Move, you know, in, like, the first week or the beginning of April, followed by a video shoot.
Look, why don't we set her up to get on this show when her video gets ready to drop, set her up to be on this show right here. Well, before it drops. So, you know, maybe in the next couple of weeks, we'll set up for the show, all right?
Hey, that sounds like a plan to me. Sounds good.
Okay, cool. And your other guy, Gad, you're promoting also. We'd like to get him on the show also.
Yeah, Atonga Macho, yes, of course.
Is he a Latino cat? He has a name like a Latino.
I know. No, Atonga Macho, he's from Nigeria.
Oh, okay, Nigeria. So he's from Africa.
That's cool.
I deal with a lot of people over there, so that's cool. So we'd like to invite him to be on the show also, man, because I love new artists. I love hip-hop. I'm just into it, man. I love helping out the independent artists, man. I really like helping them out. Also, I got a promo right now for anybody out there that's listening for exactly $370, and what you get is you get 5 interviews. You get put on 10 different radio stations. You get 100,000 email blasts from DJ Black Caesar. You also get an email blast from the Nerve DJs. I'll let them tell you how much that is. But all of us include the 370. So you also get your branding of your name. We make sure everything is correct with you. You also get downloaded to four different music sites, including HawkShare, which is the worldwide nation's number one sharing file system in the world right now, where you can't manipulate them, you can't cheat them, you can't discriminate. None of the numbers, all of the actual numbers are there, are real. Also, we hook you up with what else do we hook you up with? Oh, you get an A&R magazine Urban Edition. You get an article in that, and if you want the front cover, we can hook that up also. So that's what you get for $370, guys, plus a lot more. I just haven't went into it because I don't even know what it is. But anyway, you know how it goes. Back to you, Victor. Now, Victor, what do you got in the future? What are you going to be working on in the future, like your future projects?
Yes, I suppose my future projects. I have, you know, current film projects that I'm actually working on. To me and my team this year, actually, one is a non-dialogue film called Tranquil Attractions, and also is Demolish Control 2, which is actually Ignition, which actually is the sequel to the first one that you sent the link on.
Okay.
So those are two of the film projects that I'm working on, as well as, you know, the two artists that I'm working with, Nicole Virginia, and a Tango Macho, as far as their albums and their singles. And also, you know, the model shoot that I have coming up in April, you know, the first week of April, shout out to Charlotte Garcia and the Tampa Bay Models. What's going on? Love y'all. You know, I'm also currently working with Larson. He's doing freelance marketing for him. You know, he's in Larson.
Check it out, guys. Check it out, everyone. Right. Everybody's listening right now. This guy is actually Larson's manager, man. This guy's helping out with Larson's career. He's really doing a great job, man. Larson is the guy that was on our show a couple weeks ago. That's actually the Onyx cousin, man. So if you guys know who the Onyx are, the old school heads, you know who they are. That's cool. If you don't know who they are, I'm not going to tell you because you guys should know who they are. But if you don't
exactly
know who they
right.
are, look them up on YouTube. Look them up on YouTube, guys. These are guys are some old school legends, and they're tight to death, man. Their music is on point. You know, check them out. Check out Larson also, guys. This guy is phenomenal. I love his music. There's nothing he's made that I don't like, and he's just a classic guy. And hopefully, we're gonna have him back on the show one day and talk to us some more. But my man, Victor. Stacy said she'll be on a little bit. Stop taking her questions. She's laughing hard. She's laughing or something off. I can't tell you what that something is, but I know you already got it in your mind. So anyway, guys, Stacy Darling will be here in just a minute. So give her a little time to get herself set up. I'm thinking about Greg. Victor, do you see? Where do you see yourself at later on? Did you doing graphics, doing producing, doing promotions? Where do you see yourself at later on? Do you see yourself as being a rich guy, or do you see yourself as just being, business?
I would say very successful and prosperous. I know they go hand in hand with each other. But just happy and successful, you know. And you know, along with being happy and successful, and along with the passion, money will come. Money will come regardless, but as
right,
long as
right,
I keep my
right.
passion and keep the happiness and you love what you do, money's going to come regardless. So I'm not worried about
that.
But as far as me,
Stacy Darlene don't know it, but I keep telling her every day. I'm like, Stacy, the time's going to come where the money's going to be uncontrollable and you're going to have the money that's going to be there. She's like, man,
right, exactly.
I don't see. She's like, geez, it's not looking good. I'm like, see, dude. Be cool, baby. The show ain't even got started yet. We're just getting started.
Right? It's like, shoot, I want the money to chase me. I'm not chasing the money. Money chasing me. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus.
Right. Well, you're right about it, brother. You're right about it, man. So that's all I can say. You're absolutely correct because that's how I look at it. Now, I know that you're hold on for a minute, man. Let's go to another song. I was about to say something, but I'm going to hold that thought. And, I'm going to leave it for Stacey because I know Stacey's going to ask you this question, so I'm going to leave it alone. But look, guys, we're going to go to another. Oh, there. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think she's on the phone, man. I think her phone just hung up. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Hold on one second. We're going to go to a song right quick by The Joker. Let me see. The Joker. my brothers, Coke and my brother Grim Caesar. They came with a song. It's called Fever My Hand. Oh, and I'm on it also. I'm actually on this song also. Check it out, guys. You're going to like it.
Word up, stuff.
Now I've got that fever once again. I can't explain, no, and I Nice. Hello. Hello, guys. Hello. Stacy
hey,
Darlene
what's
here. On? Hey, what's up? It's Stacy Darlene there.
Hey.
Hey, Stacy. How you doing?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, Stacy, we can hear you pretty good, Stacy. What's up? Stacy.
Did you get it? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
No, it's breaking up bad. Let me go ahead and try something on this end and see how this works. Okay, like I said, there's a big delay in my phone, so I hope it doesn't sound like I'm talking over everybody. But I'm here. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how are you
doing? We're doing great. I'm doing great. I'm doing good. What's up with you, Stacy?
I'm doing awesome. You had a pretty hot group on here. You had the G4 boys, huh?
Yeah, we just got rid of them. They're off the show right now, but I wanted them to stick around and talk to you a little bit. But anyway, you'll get to talk to them from the magazine. So I told them they get from the magazine.
Absolutely. And we also have the amazing Victor Isaacs, which I am just so ready. I've been teasing Victor all day, saying that it's about to go down when I interview him.
Yeah, I get it, baby.
Right.
He said he was a little nervous, so you know I had to make it as smooth as possible.
She had to bust me out right out the gate.
It's all love, baby. It's all love.
Most of.
So I have a question for you, hon. You do the acting, the modeling, you're a promoter, CEO. My goodness. It's like the list goes on and on and on. Is there any area that you prefer still with joy?
As far as any well, that I prefer, anything behind the scenes. Like I don't look for, or you know, nor do I, you know, try to pinpoint like you know recognition. You know, I don't look for recognition from anybody. I just love being behind the scenes. I love working with people. So I would say anything dealing with behind the scenes as far as promotions, public relations, being the voice for an artist or for a company or for a radio station, you know, that's pretty much my forte. Or, you know, any management, business development.
You know what? I can vouch for that because this guy actually was trying to turn down the interview that I offered him. He wanted to turn it down, and he was so humble, he offered it to one of his artists. And I was like, dude, you don't have to do that, man. We'll get your artist on the show also. But I want to interview you. I want to interview you, man.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm surprised because not a lot of people can get me, though. They just got to go ghost like 24/7, 365.
Wow.
So, yeah.
He's not lying, man. I've seen him up at all hours of the night. Now, you know, Steve, you used to me. You know, I go on about an hour or two a night. But when I'm up and I see him up, I'm thinking, what the heck, man? You literally,
right.
You grind all the time. I expect
yeah.
that. You know, I have a lot of respect for that hustle in you. Would somebody to go with you, like as far as management or promotions, or what makes you stand out than some of these other companies or some of these other people?
Well, pretty much what makes me stand out is, one, honesty and integrity are my main focuses as far as business is concerned. You know, I say what I mean what I say. You know, what reason do I have to lie about anything? You know, as far as business 101, what I've learned as far as life experience and also, you know, during school, learning about business is honesty. I mean, you know, people are going to know whether if you're a child or even people as far as pets, or people are going to know if you're lying or not, or if you're being untrue, if you're not being honest, or if your integrity is dirty. People are going to know regardless, you know, if it's an action or if it's a word or if it's a conversation you have. No matter what, I was always taught, keep your integrity. And I think that's what sets me apart because nowadays, you know, a lot of people are not keeping their integrity. They, you know, they fly by night with that. It's like night and day. You know, they say one thing and they do another. They act one way, then they act another way. But, you know, they try to keep it, you know, or brush it under the rug. So I would say integrity, for the most part, is my determining factor, which, you know, gives me the X factor you know, from, you know, everybody else.
Definitely, without a doubt, and you're right. I've learned myself this time that I've been in here that it is so important. So important, and there's so
Hey, Stacy, your phone is breaking up real bad. I doubt it can hear you because I can't even hear you.
Yeah, you can keep going in and out. Yeah.
Let me try to get her phone situated. Stacy, Darlene. Stacy, if you can hear me, hang up and call back, all right? I think that's what
you're
talking
about. All right, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, let her call back in, man. Her phone is really, really acting up, like really, really bad out there. But anyway, my brother, I'll take over for her. So,
okay.
You got somebody in the background building a house. What are they building a house for? Oh, wow.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry. What happened?
I said you got somebody in the background, they're building a house. What's that all about?
What?
You don't hear them building in the background with you, man? You got a lot of distortion in the background. Sounds like your little boy is building a war, some kind of a Greek mythology animal or something.
That could be the prophet. I'm washing dishes. I'm domestic as well.
Oh, okay, you wash dishes. It's you building a Greek mythology. Okay,
you know
that. Okay. Wow. Let me see what Stacy Darlene's saying. She's like, we're having a bad windstorm and she's not able to get back on. I think it's affecting my line. Yes. Okay. let's see. She's back on now. Let me see if she can talk now.
Okay.
Hello,
hey,
welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Here.
I'm sorry, guys. We're having a really bad windstorm. It's been giving me the blues on my cell phone. I thought I'd call for my office phone, but I guess I'm still getting the blues here. So we'll try to go ahead and make this work.
Hey, Stacy, why don't you hold on 1 second? I got an 903 number just chimed in. 903, you have a question for my dad, Victor?
Hi, DJ Black Caesar. Hi, Stacy.
Hello,
hi,
how
Victor.
Are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
This is Cena Love.
Hey,
Cena
Love.
Hey,
what's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine.
Cena Love, man. Every time I read the status you got something going on, man. Now, I just looked at your status like a few days ago. You were sick, down and out, man. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was down for a little bit there. I suffer with bronchitis and asthma.
Oh, okay.
So I had a severe asthma attack in my sleep, and
oh, wow.
I had to get rushed off to the ER. But I'm doing a lot better, thank God, and I thank everyone for their prayers and concern and love. I'm doing a lot better.
Right. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. We haven't heard from you in a while, so I can't speak for everybody that's on the show right now. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
What is Floyd up to over there?
He's taking a little break right now. He's in the bedroom. Floyd! I'll put him on real quick. Hold on.
No. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, how's he doing? Hey, Floyd, I did not ask to speak to you, man. I'm just letting you know that right now. I didn't ask to speak to you. I said, how is Floyd doing? I said, how is Floyd doing? And she put you on the phone, man. So I won't ask how you doing anymore.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Doing good,
man.
Great. I'm just sitting here.
Your wife has always got something going on, man. She's like a medical... a medical something, man. I don't know what's going on. Every time I look at her status, it's always something about her being ill.
Well, yeah, well, hey, man, we just doing what we can do and, you know, just working, man.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot, you know, we're going through. And
Floyd, I think what the deal is, I think you and Uncle D, I think you're working her too hard. I think that's what it is. You're working her too hard. You need to give a girl at least two week break, man. Let her rest for a while, all right?
Hey, what it is, she's the one that won't slow down. I'm the one that's telling her, slow down now.
Yeah.
But she's the workaholic.
Hey, look. Yeah. I see her online. I see her saying she's sick, and then I see her promoting. I'm like, what the hell is it? Which one is it? Are you sick or are you going to promote yourself?
You know, she won't, you know, when she's sick or when she's feeling good, she won't stop. You know, I mean, that's what she's all about.
Love it in her.
Yeah, so do I. So do I, but there comes
a time when
you have to take it easy and just shut down
everything. Hey Floyd, you know what, brother? My brother, you're absolutely right, man. When you get into your strokes, when you have six of them, it's time. Mm. Somebody's trying to tell you, I gotta sit you down so you don't know how to sit down on your own.
Take it easy, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, right now, I mean, these days, man, we're living on a wing and a prayer every day, man.
It's
a gift from God, man, and I thank him every day for every day he gives me.
Hey, so what's going on with your tour, man? What's going on with your tour? You're supposed to be on.
It's still in the works. I'm gonna be leaving here in a couple of weeks for rehearsal. As a matter of fact, the roster has changed. We're gonna be going out with Kool & the Gang.
Okay.
Wow.
It's in the works, and it's getting ready to happen. So we're gonna keep you informed. There's a lot of things going on, and it's real busy right now, man.
Right.
And me and Cena still working on our album, getting everything done, getting everything finished, and it's just real hectic. But we're getting it done.
Oh yeah, I knew you will. I knew you'll get it done, man. No problem.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear. Well, look, we will be back in touch with you guys, man, because you're like our favorite two guys to come on the show. Well, three guys. You got Uncle D there also, so I will say Uncle D's name. Shout out to my man. He's doing a real good job over there with you guys, and you guys keep up the good work, man. Know what you guys got going on in state.
And the feeling is the same with us. You know, DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. Ah, you guys are the best, man. Y'all are the best.
Aww.
We look forward to you guys every week. You know, we may not call in all the time, but we hear you. We listening.
Okay, that's what's up. We appreciate it.
Did Uncle D ever get his milk?
Darnell, you ever get your milk? Stacy said, did you get your milk? He's still asking for his milk.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Okay, we love you guys.
Yeah, we love you
now.
Guys.
You guys, all right, y'all keep it going.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, guys. Okay, Stacy. I'm going to turn my gas mute, phone back off mute. I had his phone on mute for a minute because he's washing dishes. Victor, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Victor, I'm going to let you guys have it, man. You got that noise going in the background. I told him, I said, it sounds like your kid is trying to build a house, man. What are you doing over there? anyway, we got him back on the phone line. So go ahead, Stacey, it's all your show, baby.
All right. I have Victor, every time I see you online, you always have something so positive, whether you're trying to do something to boost morale. I love the fact that you always have something positive towards women on there, positive as a male role model, as a father, and you're so young. I know you say you're not, but you're younger than me. So my question to you is, how do you manage to stay so positive like that? Like, I really look forward to the post that you have on there. It brings a lot of energy. There's so much negativity out there, and it's just, that's why I'm constantly sharing and commenting on your stuff. It's just incredible. Actually, Tashonda, between the two of you, you guys are hilarious. So my question is, how is it that you managed to stay so positive?
Well, honestly, it wasn't always like that. I did go through a lot. You know, I've been through hell and back as far, you know, not as far as growing up, but as far as the, you know, the maturation process of, you know, growing up into from boy to man, it's not as easy. Oh, it's always, you know, on the reverse side, it's not easy growing up from a girl to a woman either. I know that both maturation processes are difficult. They're challenging, you know. You know, a lot of things are coming at, you know, at you this way, that way, left, right, you know, up and down, you know, diagonal, sideways. But I just have, you know, grown to the fact that, you know, staying positive is the only way that you can, you know, have peace of mind. No matter what type of negativity is coming your way, no matter what challenges that you're facing, as long as you can see a silver lining or a light at the end of a tunnel of whatever situation, circumstance, you know, that you're in or going through or happen to come upon or arise to, as long as you can see that small piece or percentage of positivity in that situation, you know, that's one thing that, as far as me personally, that'll carry me through, because I know God will make a way out of no way. And, you know, though the wise saying goes, you know, God will not put more on you than you can bear. So, you know, I hold tight to those things and to those ideals, you know, that have been were taught to me by both my parents and also, you know, God rest her soul, you know, rest in peace, you know, my late grandmother, Johnny Banks, you know, she always taught me, you know, as I was growing up, me and my sister, read Proverbs, Victor Jr., read, you know, Proverbs, you know, that was the book that she always told me to read. And, you know, to this day, I still read those things, you know, and you know, it makes me reminisce about her and the things that she instilled into me and my sister and to just our whole family. You know, as far as, you know, spirituality and positivity, and, you know, as far as the golden rules, not just about dealing with people, but also dealing within yourself also. So, yeah, that's how I stay positive, because, you know, what you put out there is what you're going to get back, and that's just with everything.
Nice. Now, growing up, you had said that your father was in the military. And then I noticed that you were a rifleman in the Marines. Was that correct? Did I get the right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
0311. Yes. 0311.
0311.
And also combat communications. Yes.
That is awesome. We thank you. We here at the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show thank you for the service you've done, for one, and two.
No problem.
My question is: have you growing up as a military child, was that hard? And did you get to travel different places?
Oh my goodness! Yes. Well, as far as it being hard, the only thing that was hard was, you know, my dad, you know, him being shipped off, you know, to different countries, you know, as far as on orders or whatnot. That was the only thing that was challenging. But I do digress. Another thing that was challenging as far as growing up was typically growing up in a very diverse community. Not having a stable foundation of both friends and just a foundation, you know, stable foundation of residency, because my dad always got orders, new orders, and we always had to move within a couple of months' time in between each other. So, but in turn, I actually put that as a positive essential to my life, because that showed me how to deal with all types of people from every walk of life. You know, everybody's not going to be the same way everywhere you go. So, you know, that was actually, you know, a great thing for me to learn as I was growing up. But as far as moving around, yes. Let's see. I've lived, well, my dad was stationed in Korea, which I lived in Korea. That would have been a nice experience. I moved everywhere almost in the U.S. As far as me being prime military, yes, I've lived, you know, around the country. And I was also birthed in Stuttgart, Germany. You know, that's where my dad was stationed as well, so. So shout out to, you know, all the troops, you know, in every branch. You know, I know the, you know, we have, you know, differences, you know, this branch is better than this branch or my branch is better than your branch. But we're all fighting for the same thing, and, you know, we're all supporting the same cause. So, you know, big shout out, like I said, to all the military troops, active and veterans, you know, out there. You know, and also Semper Fi to my Marine Corps brothers, hoorah. So I had to get that out there, you know. So, yeah, but. Everything is just, it's wonderful, though. It was a wonderful experience.
Awesome. What place did you like the best?
I would say the place that I like the best, growing up was Stuttgart, Germany. Even though I did not get to live there a long time, I got to see some very big buildings that I thought were castles because, I mean, the construction was just magnificent. And as far as being in the service myself, my favorite place, even though a lot of people may not agree, my favorite place was Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it was because of the people that were with me there, you know, on base. That's what made it enjoyable, your comrades, your friends, you know, the people that you know, your battle buddies that you went through it with. So that's what made
it
enjoyable.
Yeah, my son is in, I think he did basic over there. So, yeah, I understand. Or he went to his after school, and then my son's in the Army. So, Army Reserve. So I can appreciate that. But you really liked North Carolina, Jacksonville.
I really did. It was, I mean, we made it fun. I made it fun. So.
You made
exactly.
How's Orlando working out for you?
Actually, Orlando is working out awesome. It's about to. The thing is, like, Orlando is about to take off. You know, a lot of people, you know, don't sleep on Orlando now. You know, there are a lot of people coming out of Orlando. You know, yeah, Kasky that got signed to Young Money. I mean, and then there's all the local independent artists that are out here now. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's popping up that people need to, you know, put their ear to the streets, you know, and if you don't, you know, want to put your ear to the streets, you know, if you're computer literate, then you can go on to all the websites, all the blog sites, you know, listen to the DJ Black Caesar, you know, radio show for all the ups, or read the A&R magazine, you know, also the Urban Edition to keep up, you know, new trends, you know, on music and artistry. But as far as Atlanta's concerned, it's about to pop off. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening here, and I'm glad to be a part of it and glad to say that I rep this city.
That's awesome. You have, from what I was listening to, because I always listen, that's why he wasn't kidding, I always listen, I make my little comments to him through the show.
Yeah,
so my question is, you liked all kinds of, I was listening to all the different types of dancing and all the different types,
Lord.
A lot of it Latin music, I think that's awesome. My question is, what's your favorite type of music and why?
Oh, wow. Favorite type of music, wow.
Do you have one?
I'm very versatile when it comes to music, but I would say actually R&B, old school R&B. I'll give that. Like in the 80s and 90s, like John B, Boyz II Men, you know, the songs, the Making Love songs. Those are the songs that I particularly like. You know, because that was, you know, it was love behind those songs. Not saying that the R&B songs that are out there now are not, don't have love attached to it, but, you know, like the John B's, who else? Like I said, Boyz II Men, Blackstreet, Next.
Oh, my God.
You know, that next song, Butter Love, woo! Buddy, yes.
Oh, Butter Love, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
So I would say old school R&B is one of my favorite genres of music. Close second, which is actually closer, is reggaeton. Will probably be my next.
Reggaeton, nice.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because all the interviewing that I do, every last one of the artists that we've had in the magazine, I kind of play around a little bit with that question because it's interesting to me. I was kind of, you know, doing some. I guess you could say some poll taking in my own way because I, you know, I just want to make sure it wasn't just me. Every last one of them prefers the music from the 80s and 90s. Every last one of them. And my question to you is, how are your feelings towards how, we'll say, hip-hop now, R&B now, versus R&B then from the old school that you like to how it is now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with all of the people that, as far as the post concerned. So, yeah, as far as from then until now, I mean, it's very different. It's a new age genre of music. You know, it's hype, and you know, it's now. But this is my opinion. You know, for all those listening, you know, they'll come at me in a certain way, because you feel some type of way. But in my opinion, it's just kind of, you know, commercial and materialized, you know, I mean, it's just talking about things that, you know, that you know, that's just kind of the end thing now, which is, I mean, it's not bad. Everybody has their own genre of music, which I understand. Everybody has their own thing that they're into or whatnot. But from then until now, it's a big distinction as far as the material and the substance that is behind the music from the 80s and 90s to the music that's out now. And that's the key word, is the substance that's attached to it. I mean, there's really no substance, you know, attached to music now. But again, that's my opinion. But not that I don't knock the artists that are out there grounding, doing their thing, because that's what they love to do. That's their passion. So I greatly respect what they do, because I certainly can't do it, because, you know, that's just not my my calling as far as to be an artist or to sing or anything of that nature, you know. So I salute every artist that's out there doing their thing right now, doing their grind. You know, if the music sounds great coming through the speakers, I know in my car, I'm not going to lie, when I hear some bass from 808, some good 808, some bass or whatnot,
right.
I'll be bumping my head up like, oh, let me roll down the windows and drive slow. That's, you know, so that's probably what I would say.
No doubt. I think back in that time frame, which is I would say probably a big difference from now, is back then messages were sent. That's how we communicated, and we were able to let out how we felt about things that were going on in society. And I think now people just kind of follow the flow. Don't get me wrong. I love the whole booty shaking dance type music. Don't get me wrong. But anything that has real substance, it's almost like people are afraid to make that move because of what seems to be popular right now. So I commend the Kendrick Lamars and the, you know, the J. Coles and the ones that take that risk and go out to say, you know what, this is what I want to put out there, because, you know, we can relate to stuff like that. It's not necessarily let's just, you know, go the same old, you know?
Exactly. I totally concur with what you're saying. Yeah, it's a big distinction. And the substance, it's a message back then. It was a message back then that, you know, we all could adhere to, but now it's just, you know, what's the end thing? What's the hype thing? The twerking and all that. Okay.
You know what drives me crazy? What drives me crazy is when you get on, you know, and you're a big FaceTime networker. Siva is a big FaceTime networker. Or I know Harold is, and, you know, we know this is how we communicate, and this is, you know, how we get what we need to get out there. It drives me crazy when they have these little babies out there upside down trying to twerk or, you know, whatever it might be. And it's like, what kind of roles are we setting for these kids that are out there doing it? And
oh,
I promise
yes.
I'm not going into an Oprah moment. But I just wanted to know, you know, he was teasing me last time. Me and Tashonda had a blast on the show last week. And he was telling me I turned the show into Oprah.
Oprah.
You get a card. You get a card. You get a card.
You know, but it drives me crazy.
I totally agree. I mean, some of the videos that I see, I'm like, ain't no way in the world that could be my daughter. I don't have a daughter yet, but, you know, and no, I'm sorry, no, that's not going to happen. All that, yeah. I mean, yeah, when I see those videos, I could just shake my head. I don't have any words to describe it. I'm like, what in the world? Those are babies.
Yeah, babies. I can't even comment on them. I don't even comment. So you've told us about, you know, some of the things that you really like about what it is that you do. You know, you're kind of back, you know, back behind the scenes. But in this industry that you're in now, what would you say the worst thing is about what it is that you do? Or not necessarily maybe the worst thing about the industry.
I would say the worst thing is time. I mean, people like me, you engross your time in your passion and your job and your career. And, you know, sometimes you leave time or no time to yourself, you know, to relax, you know, to sit back and to enjoy the results of the work that you put in. And I mean, that just comes with the territory. You know, you choose to, you know, be a part of the entertainment industry, you know, your time is going to be consumed by your craft. But the thing is that the craft that, you know, that consumes your time, it's not considered a job. It's just, you know, that's you. You love what you do, whether it's singing, songwriting, being a musician, being a manager, you know, image development, being a, you know, as far as doing a radio station or, you know, editor-in-chief and everything. It's just what you do. That's what makes you. So But it does have a downside because, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, especially me, you know, you want to relax sometimes or you want to go to Miami, you want to go to to Trinidad, Tobago, you want to go to Fiji, or you want to go to these, you know, very exotic lands or take a cruise. Sometimes you can't do that because, you know, you're on the grind, you're doing your work, you're doing what you have to do, you know. But, you know, it all comes, you know, full circle when, you know, you see the positive results of what you do, you know, relate into either the people that you're interacting with or contacting or coming into contact with, or, you know, the people that are reading, you know, the magazine that you put forth, or, you know, the music that you put out, or the music that you're listening to or they're listening to, and you hear them repeat it or sing it or download it, buy it, purchase it, whatever, you know, type of social medium, you see it circulating and recycling. Mm-hmm. That's the joy that it brings. So, but yeah, that's the only downside is this, you know, lack of time for self. But that's, like I said, it just comes with the territory.
Yeah, definitely. What would you say that, hold on 1 second. What would you say, you know, I just have to share this, and Sina, please don't kill me. Sina just sent me a message, and she wanted you to know that she thinks you're a pretty cool person and very humble. Sina Love, that was just on the show. She sent that message. She says you're very humble.
Oh, thank you very much. Much love to Sina. What's going on? Thank you. I appreciate that. I humbly appreciate the compliment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That just made me... Okay, so my question is, with other people starting in the industry, and like you take them kind of from all aspects, you know, you take them from beginning to end, or, you know, like you're helping Larceny and, you know, this other gal and the, you know, so forth. What is one piece of advice that you get someone who came and said, you know what, I want to do this?
One piece of advice is that what your heart tells you? Because if your heart is not in it, your mind could be in it, of course, but is your heart in it? Your heart is what's going to take you through the ups and downs. It's just like this whole entertainment industry, it's a roller coaster ride. You have your ups, you have your down, you have your steep incline, and then you have your major drop. So your mind can take you only so far, but your mind can also be broken down when it hits a negative patch or hits a negative situation or whatnot. But your heart is going to keep giving you that drive and that ambition, you know, to see your success when you don't see it at that particular moment or at that present, you know, place and time, whether if you're an artist or if you're a manager or whatever, you know, type of position you hold in the entertainment industry. Your heart, if your heart isn't in it, and if your heart isn't ready, I would say, you know, maybe you need to pray about it, you know, take some time for yourself. Is this really what you want to do? Have your mind and your heart come into agreement. It's not one or the other. You got to have your both, because also if your mind isn't in it, you're not going to stay focused. You're going to be distracted. You're going to see this over here or this right here, and you're going to be distracted with every little thing that's going to come in your field of vision. So also in the entertainment industry, you have to have tunnel vision. So it all goes back to, you know, your heart and your mind coming together as one and being ready for what, you know, not only what you have to offer as far as potential, but also what's going to be coming and be given to you both positively and negatively on both sides of the spectrum dealing with entertainment. That's what I would say. You have to be ready.
Just be ready. And what if your child, your son, your mini-me, really great pictures with him too. I like the one where you both have your chin and your hands in the same place.
Yes.
Really, really cute. He's a cutie. What advice would you give him? I mean, is this the industry? Like, you know, some parents are kind of biased on this. They're not, you know, it's great for them, but they wouldn't want it for their child. You know, and vice versa.
Man.
Would you want your child to follow and do something like this?
I tell my son this all the time. Because I hope he doesn't. Well, he probably won't. He probably won't know this. Yeah, he won't. But even when he grows up, he probably won't hear this. Okay, anyway. But he underwent a situation. You know, he's five. you know, he's developing his own individuality, and, you know, I love it. You know, he's growing up to be a very, very, very smart and intelligent young man. He did what all, you know, kids of his age do or whatnot. You know, they act up in class or whatnot. But he was following his classmates. And, you know, the other boys in his class, they were acting up being class clowns. So he decided he wanted to be a class clown, too. So, you know, he got in trouble, of course. His mother calls me and, you know, tells me the situation. And I talked to him. And when I talked to him in the car, you know, I asked him, I was like, you know, what's going on as far as the situation? And I was like, well, your mother told me the situation. Why were you acting up? I was like, well, you're acting up because the other boys in your class were acting up. And he was like, yes. And I was like, yeah, but you're smarter than that. You're more intelligent than that. I stressed to him that education is key. I was like, if you don't have education, you know, I asked him, do you like to do the things that you do? You like to drum, you like to do this, you like to do that, you like to be, mm-hmm. you know, as far as being a scientist, you like to the microscope, telescope, you know, and he was like, yes. So I was like, in order to do all of those things, you know, you have to be good in class, you know, make good grades. I mean, he makes good grades no matter what. He makes straight A's in all of his report cards, better than me when I was his age in school.
Oh, wow, nice.
Nice,
you got to be proud.
I know, of course, I'm like, some of the things he says astounds me, and I'm like, okay, how old are you? I'm sorry, where are you, where do they do that at as far as 5 years old? But in all respect, I instill to him as far as whatever he wants to do, I will fully back him 100%, no matter what. Even if he fails, I don't even call it failing. Nobody's perfect in this world. Nobody is perfect. So if he does something wrong, if he does this, you know, I'm going to love him and support him regardless. Whatever he has a passion to do, I'm going to support him because I don't want to take that away from his own individuality. Yes, he has my name. Yes, he's Victor III, of course, but he is not me. You know, so I am not going to put myself on him. That would not be fair to him, nor would that be good parenting. I mean, if he wants to, you know, play the drums, you know, okay, if he wants to dance, fine. Okay, cool. If he wants to sing, rap. I was like, okay, that's fine and dandy. I will support you 110%, but you will get your education first. You know, just like Martin Luther King said, or said, you know, and that everybody all regurgitates and repeats. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, which in actuality it is. So, I mean, as far as me being a father, as long as he has his education straight and he knows, and I instill him positivity about himself, confidence. Education, he is smart. There's nothing wrong with being intelligent. There's nothing wrong with speaking intelligently. Nothing wrong at all. As long as he keeps his education first and foremost, he can do whatever he wants to. Mm-hmm. As long as he keeps his integrity, his intelligence, and he knows that education is key. And first and foremost, he can do whatever he wants. And I support him unyieldingly and no bounds as far as my support goes.
That is awesome. And you know what? One thing for sure that I have to say, and I'm very, you know, blessed to have the opportunity to work with you because you're very, very positive. And if there were more parents, and I don't want to just say fathers because there's mothers there too, and, you know, shout out to all the single dads, really, seriously, who I don't think get the credit that they deserve. If all parents were able to have that same thought process and be the positive role model that you are, I mean, he's really got something that he can look up to, and I really commend you for that. It's been amazing working with you. I'm glad you're part of the team. Everybody out there knows Victor is going to be our Gentleman of the Month coming in April. So all you ladies out there, get ready for some amazing picks because I'm going to make sure he works it to the fullest. I promise you that. So,
gotta
keep the ladies happy. Absolutely, but no, seriously, I really, if he can have that same type of that role model, and you stay that positive influence, and you know he can't do anything else but succeed, and you know you've got so much going for you. I know that you know so much going, and you know we're real happy that you're part of the team. C's, you still there with us, C's?
Yes, ma'am. Just listening to your wonderful interview my man is putting down and wonderful questions you're asking him, and you guys are on top of it. We're now into 10 minutes left. We got about 10 minutes and 30 seconds and counting left for the show. You guys are tuned in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. It goes down every Wednesday night right here at 7 o'clock Central. Please check us out. Tune in. Check us out. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, Google, LinkedIn, wherever you're at,
that's right here.
Our show at Work Online. So, guys, tune in. Put your browser on walking with God. Okay, check it out, guys. Man, I'm getting kind of confused. Hey, guys, also check us out. If you want to get your artist interviewed on our show, if you're a producer or a person that's listening in as a manager, or if you have some artists you're working with, is maybe you're working with them under crowd control, or I'm sorry, damn, I'm thinking about last night. I'm still at the party from last night. I'm still partying. Wow. I said crowd control, man.
Wow.
Nobody caught that, did they? You guys didn't catch that. Well, hey, man, I was out at a party last night, and they had an outstanding amount of people at this party, man. There had to be at least over 1,000 people at the party.
Wow.
And it was great, man. I mean, nobody was fighting. No kind of BS was going on. Everything was just nice and lovely. They saluted me. Most of them knew me from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, all those different social networks that I push real hard every day. So my brand is out there. People know my brand, and I see a couple people my T-shirts on, man, the Rinse Duke T-shirt. That was interesting to see because I didn't even know they had bought them. But anyway, guys, what I'm trying to say is if your brand is out there, if you got your brand down pat, get your brand right, like Stacey Darlene, like my man Victor's getting his brand together right now. He's working with my man Larson. Larson and his brand are together. So same that stuff is play this right here. If you want to get your brands together, if you want to come on our show, come on our show. It's free. No, we don't charge you anything to come on the show right here. Basically, we'll let you put your social networks out there like my man in just a minute. I'm gonna give him the last couple of minutes of the show to give his social networks out one more times. I know he did in the beginning. But you guys, hey, you guys, please call us at 662-995-0679. And again, that number is 662-995-0679. Call us up and set up an interview, guys. We're not charging anything to be in the A&R magazine. Come on, man. We're giving you a free magazine to get in on. All you got to do is have something positive going on. You got to show me that you're working. If you're working hard out there, believe me, I've seen you before. If you're not working hard, I don't know who you are, then, you know, it's going to be pretty difficult for us to give you an interview. But if you guys are like Victor right now, Victor is in the magazine. We got everybody's going to be in the magazine coming up. We're working with us. Also, we're going to be putting people in the magazine to just come in for this radio show. This is a good show to get your career started. It's awesome to get with DJ Black Caesar and find out what kind of promos he has going on. Because I got some promos you guys can afford. What we need to do is you need to get with Stacey Darlene, get at Victor, you get at me, so we can tell you about these promos so I can get you guys aboard. Thank you guys for always tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar show. You guys have been wonderful as always. You never really say anything, but I'm going to tell you, I really didn't see a lot of people tuning in tonight on the call-in boards. It was like very, very, I mean, we had some people here, but it's not like it's always been. We only get 100 people on the phone lines, and right now I think we might have had half of that. So you guys need to get on it. Thank you guys for coming out tonight, and I want Victor to give all of his social networks one more time. Victor, if you don't mind, can you do all your social networks?
Oh, yes, yeah, no problem at all. You guys can find me on Facebook, of course, at Victor Isaacs Jr. That's VictorIsaacs Jr. That's Facebook. And then as far as Instagram and Twitter, it's Only One CEO. That is ONLY, the number one CEO. You guys can get at me, follow me, I'll follow back, follow for follow. Same thing for Instagram. Yeah, no problem. I would like to thank once again DJ Black Caesar and Stacey for the opportunity and just for a wonderful show. You guys are doing your thing, though.
Thank you, my brother.
It was fun. You make it so easy to interview.
And you got a lot to talk about, Victor. Like I said, you said, man, this cat was telling me last night on the phone, Stacey Darlene. He was saying, man, what do you want me for? I'm nobody. I'm like this. I got too many.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, dude. I'm like, brother, I was like, look, you're a vaccines guy. We're going to bring you front scene today, brother. So
that's right.
As long as you're working at DJ Black City, you're going to be a known entity in the game. So you don't have to be known what you're doing with Larceny. But when you're working with me, you got to be known. I got to have all my people known. Everybody got to be known, from you to Stacey Darlene to DC, the music man, to whoever. You got to be known. Because if you're not known,
right,
then you're not going to have too much going on with us, because we are the ones. Hey, have you ever heard my slogan, man? My slogan is, I can make you famous. Now, if you don't believe that slogan, right, I've got six people already. I got on board right now with the Matrix. Now, saying that, I'm saying this. I can make you famous.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to work on for you, brother. I don't have any of your modeling pictures, so what you need to probably do is send me a list of pictures over. Send me some of your work that you have been doing early in your life, your career. Send me those pictures, brother, because I'm going to give you pictures. When you send it to me, I'm going to send it over to Shonda, because Shonda is over our models right now, as you know. So Tashonda's going to be taking care of all that. Let me give a shout-out to my girl, Tashonda, also. Tashonda, man, she's doing a hell of a job with the models, man. She's going to be working with Stacey Darlene on getting models for Stacey Darlene to put in a magazine. And I'm not going to tell.
Yay,
Tashonda.
Shout out to Tashonda.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Well, I guess that's about it, man. The show is over as far as I'm concerned. You got about three more minutes to go. So why don't we end that with a song? We'll play another song. This song right here is J.R. the Golden Ticket, guys. Check them out.
Beauty's only skin deep. Strength is deeper than skin. And strength defines beauty. There's far too strong women out here.
You're in the beauty that will hold you for a lifetime. If the cold is only there to fight time. Don't be discouraged by the words of a mind that think it's better than the time.
Oh, no.
And focus on the beauty within.
Beauty within.
Always focus on the
beauty.
Always focus on you.
Always focus on you.
For one tender story, I want you to pay attention. This is for the women who are strong and independent. Life is like a twisted picture, asking all these questions. Don't worry, baby girl, you are a blessing. Beauty's skin deep, but strength is in your heart. Love is like an art that you master from the start. To truly be beautiful, you gotta have the smart. Cause the world is crazy, baby, ain't a chance to restart. Hollywood is glamorous, but it's not a reality. Cause they don't see the struggles like they're living in a fantasy. Don't listen to the critics, you're beautiful just the way you are. Far from a gimmick, you're a soldier with love scars. But don't put your heart on your sleeve, cause the inner pain resides after suffering defeat. Keep your head up, don't let the world break you. Love is like a treasure, your character makes you.
You're in the beauty that will hold you for a lifetime.
Doing what we gotta do. Some chasing image, but most
president to lead us in the wrong direction. You deserve the best, not a lousy selection. That hurts you, don't love you, trying to take advantage. Thinking he's above you, time to elevate your standards. You're a queen in this world, in every single way. It shows by the courage that you give every day. It's not about your looks, but the beauty within. Strength defines beauty, and it's deep in the skin, alright.
You're in the beauty that will hold you for a lifetime.
Don't be disturbed by the words of a mind that's